Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
So we had this whole, well, she didn't. I had this whole podcast planned. I mean, you had your things. But on the way here, I found out, and I didn't believe it, and in the slightest, like I thought it was a hoax, that Kobe Bryant had passed away. And then on my hour drive here, slowly got more information. Didn't just shake the internet. I think it shook the world. I feel like Kobe Bryant is a very much a household name.
Mm-hmm. For not sports fans.
Even for not, like, Colleen even texted me. She's like, he's so much of a famous sports person that I know who he is. So, yeah, I think anyone from my generation up to my grandpa's generation knew Kobe, whether you hated or loved him. I mean, he was one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Great knowledge of the sport. But yeah, I'm not going to lie. I cried a little in the car. I mean, people have their opinions about him, but at the end of the day, he was a father. Yes. And I just found out his daughter, Gigi, his 13-year-old daughter, who he created Kobe Bryant, the basketball academy for girls, for her, basically. But he had her, one of her teammates, and the teammates' parents. And the helicopter went down and crashed into a hill in Calabasas. They don't know what happened yet. But again, this just happened a few hours ago. But I mean, if you know me, you know I loved the Lakers all growing up. I watched Kobe Bryant. Inspiring. Had so much fun with my dad watching him. Got to watch him live a few times. But man, that family that sucks.
Yes, it does.
Everyone is very shook over it. Not the good way. I guess you just don't think about that as someone that you think is just kind of untouchable.
Yeah.
Just crumbles.
Yeah.
So yeah, that really sucks. And that's pretty much all I really have to say about it. It sucks a lot. I can't imagine what his wife is feeling. His three other daughters. He had four. Yeah, but I want to say I'm really glad that he did retire a few years ago because he did get to spend the last few years with his family.
They'll have some good memories.
Yep. Taking a second.
It's okay.
It seems silly to cry about someone you've never met.
That's not true.
It seems silly to me.
It's not silly.
Didn't know the man.
It makes you human. We all have that connection with people we don't even
weird.
Know.
I grew up watching him.
Yes. He's a big part of your life.
Yeah. All right. Take a sip of soda and move on.
Okay.
Happy Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Yes.
I just posted a vlog where Skittles sent me a package. Did you see it?
No, I saw your Insta post or something.
No, okay. So Skittles sent me a package. They put a bunch of bubble wrap in it. And I don't know what to do with bubble wrap. I haven't gotten bubble wrap in a very long time. But I was like, oh, popping bubble wrap. That's a thing. So I put it on the floor. I didn't even think about the dogs. I put it on the floor and started walking on it, and Blaze bolted out of the office and was like, what was that? And then immediately jumped on it and then got scared and tried to eat it. I was pulling plastic out of his mouth. So be careful when you got dogs and bubble wrap. They'll try to snoop where you
going. Have you ever gotten a package where it has bubble wrap but they don't pop?
Yes!
Oh, that makes me so infuriated.
Oh, that's like, the worst.
What a ripoff. Try sending this again with the right kind of bubble wrap,
Snoop
please.
Is leaving me. What are you doing? You're too loud.
No.
Here, how about I move these pillows and then you can sit. Sit. Can no, sit. Not on Grandma.
It's okay.
It's okay. He just abandoned me. Happy National Chocolate Cake Day.
Yum.
Not her face. Happy. I thought you would like this one. Happy National Geographic Day.
Oh, I did not know that one.
I felt like you would be. Hey, Mom, when was the last time you watched your animals on the little islands on your new live feeds.
It's not always on islands. I don't know. Explore.org, not sponsored.
Explore.org. This episode is not sponsored, so we'll act like it's sponsored by Explore.org.
No, you were supposed to sponsor them.
I'm sponsoring them because no one's sponsoring this episode, so we're going to sponsor them instead. Go to Explore.org.
Oh, Rachel.
On National Geographic Day. All right.
It's also Punch the Clock Day.
Punch the clock? Like, yeah. Like punch in for your work? Or
time,
just,
yeah.
Oh, it's like a time punch.
I think that's what it meant, mate. It does need to...
time! Said it?
Time needs to stand still. Punch.
I thought you were literally just like, go find a clock and punch it. All right.
Like Captain Hook?
Oh, I forgot that. Remember that's that? In Hook.
In
yeah.
Hook. You smashed all the clocks.
I never saw Peter Pan. I only saw Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever watch Peter Pan in this house?
No, we watched Hook.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that they were different things because I was like, Peter Pan is in Hook. So, yeah. Like, I saw Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Nope. Never saw Peter Pan.
No.
Just Hook. Oh, it's also International Day of Commemoration in Memory of the Victims of the Holocaust.
Okay.
There you go. Did you have any other ones?
No.
That was it? All right.
No, we cross-checked everything for that one, though.
All right. So, those were the holidays of today. And on to the news.
Let's do it.
I was going to do stay or go, but I realized I don't have a lot of news things because I was also going to finish writing this out. Like, I had most of the podcast written out. I was like, I'll grab a few more things, but then the Kobe thing hit me. And I got to say, I've been a mess all day because of it, which I just feel is so strange that I feel so strongly about it.
No. People felt that way, like, when Princess Diana died. And
she was a princess. He was the goat.
A goat?
The G-O-A-T, greatest of all time. So if you ever see a lot of people, you know what? I'm going to say this because I feel like a lot of people aren't going to know. When you call someone the goat, they're the greatest of all time.
Rachel?
Am I the goat?
You're a goat.
I'm not a goat. I'm the goat. Oh, you're not a greatest of all time. You're the greatest of all time.
One of the greatest of all time.
Yes, you're one of the goats.
Yeah.
That you'll hear that a lot.
You're a goat and herd.
You're going to hear that.
It's a small herd. But
yeah. You're going to hear about Kobe Bryant all week, all month. He was one of the goats. He was a goat. Black Mamba. All right. So we're not going to play Stay or Go because I have to say all these things because or else this is going to be a 10-minute podcast. Bite.
Bite? Arr. Okay.
B-Y-T-E.
Oh, computer talk.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
But it's actually Vine relaunched. So the people that had made Vine relaunched Vine, basically, and called it Bite. They did a terrible job telling the world that they were doing this. The only reason I found out is because my manager texted me, said Vine relaunched, here, click here, grab your username.
I only know because Christopher tweeted something.
Yeah. And then finally, when I was like kind of looking for podcast news, I did see like an article about it. Mm. And I was like, what a terrible launch.
Yeah.
Like, you got to tell people about it. You got to get them into it. I don't know. So I did grab my normal Miss Arballer handle name. Don't know if I'll ever post, but I think it's a weird time to do this when TikTok's kind of in its prime. I don't know, because it's basically, they're basically the same thing.
There's always copycats.
Well, TikTok was a copycat later in its, like now, of Vine. But Snoop, get over here. We're at my mom's house and he's just got comfortable. Thank you. Good
so now
boy.
He's gonna check out all of Cinderella, my dogs.
Yep.
Toys, smells. The grandkids were here.
He's a nervous dog, so it takes him a long time to get comfortable. And of course, he just got comfortable as we started recording. So, you know. Anyway, so I don't know if Bite is gonna be great or not. Have my handle.
So when you did your handle, did you check it out or did you just grab your
handle?
Oh, of course not.
It was late at night. I just finished working out. I was trying to get ready for bed. I was like, okay, I grab my handle. I'll check this out later.
Gotcha.
That's all. I think the only people that are going to use it are people that are like too good for TikTok. They think they're too snobby for TikTok, like me. I'm aware. I am way too snobby to use TikTok. I'm not going to lie. I scrolled through TikTok for like an hour yesterday trying to find one that made me laugh.
Couldn't find one?
I liked a bunch that all had to do with like satisfying things or dogs.
just dogs.
That's it. Just dogs. But they weren't funny to me. But it was just, I do the same thing on Facebook. I scroll and watch videos that are satisfying or hacks or about animals and I just like them. But they never make me laugh.
Right. Well, so, I look at recipes.
Yeah, it's like that. So that's basically what I started doing on TikTok, but it wasn't like a funny thing to me. I don't know. I guess to each their own. All right, Mom, do you want to hear a really just come on world thing?
Oh, there's been a lot of those lately. Go ahead.
Emoji license plates.
Oh, they print on an emoji? On
your license plate? Vermont apparently is trying to pass a bill that would allow emojis to be on car license plates. Nope.
Maybe the one that does this?
No.
The forehead on the hand? Is that an emoji?
Exactly. That's the reason the bill will not get passed, because cops need to be able to say the license plates.
Yes.
And they do it by...
Could you imagine it?
Poop emoji! Tongue out emoji! That would never happen. It has to be numbers and letters, because they can say the numbers. Yes. And the letters, they do, what's it called when they do it? Like alpha, beta,
Charlie.
That one.
Yeah.
Delta.
That's it.
Andrew, I know you're listening and you're laughing at us because we didn't say them right.
He does them. He knows them.
I know,
them.
Andrew. And also, apparently they changed them.
What?
Yeah, Andrew's like, oh, well, they changed the G like a few years ago. It's like, they changed the G to this and it was that. I was like, who? Why? And I think it's because words start coming out that sound like something else.
Oh.
And so you're supposed to say it because it's like, N is for Nancy.
Yeah.
There's no Mancy. There's no Pansy. There's no Rancy. It's Nancy. It's the only thing, you know. So they're not going to be able to put emojis on license plates because cops have to be like, you know, 7-6 Delta 4.
You mean in place of numbers? You can't do it in place of numbers or letters. They can have a picture on it, like palm tree or something, but
like in the background.
Maybe that's what it's.
Oh yeah, obviously I didn't fact check or research. I just saw someone tweeted it to me.
You're just raising so many questions, Rachel.
I am. Hopefully, it is just like how you can have a palm tree or a That's come
little
on, guys.
Child's hand. I've seen those.
Are we really even using emojis anymore?
No.
No one uses them anymore. And well, now you want to put them on license plates?
I still send emojis. I like the one with the girl slapping her forehead.
Man, that is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think it'll pass. I saw this on Twitter. An author posted, please tell me your best worst review, and then so that they got as an author. So she's like, authors, tell me your best worst review. And one that I saw, I died laughing, was someone who said, package came damaged, 1 star. So they gave this woman, this independent author, 1 star because the package, like the delivery guy sucks.
About the book.
No, absolutely nothing about the book. I just got an Apple notification that Kobe Bryant has passed away. Can't get a moment to breathe. Anyway. And then another one that I saw that I laughed. There were a lot. Like, there's so many authors. Because when they're independent small authors, they read the reviews.
Yes.
And a lot of them were like, I wish the main character wasn't female. 1 star.
Oh!
Another one was like, I hated the main character. I had to read to the end to see what happened to them. 1 star. She was like, that was the point of the book.
That's right.
Or there was one I saw. It said, 5 stars because I'm really glad that there wasn't a romantic interest in this book. It was a romance novel.
Oh.
Like people, like, and I, my, the second favorite, the first one was the package came damaged, 1 star. But my second favorite was, this book wasn't long enough. 1 star. It was a picture book.
Oh my goodness.
Was that there were so many, and I felt so bad for these independent authors, these idiots reviewing the book. One person wrote, I didn't like this book of letters because it was just
letters.
And she's the author was like, I don't know what you wanted from me. This is a book of letters. It's not even like a fancy title. It's in the description.
Letters.
It's just a book of letters. So when you review something, try and remember, are you reviewing the delivery service?
Yes.
Are you reviewing the actual writing? And
because you could review it and say 1 star for, how did I get sand in my sock?
We went on the bike path.
Oh, 1 star for delivery service,
but
5 stars for the author.
Yeah.
The book, like the story.
People are just really stupid. So when you're reviewing, take that into consideration. Don't be an idiot. Just be smarter. All right, Mom, I know you don't really like talking about Tana.
Tana Mojo married Jake Paul.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Okay, there you go. She has to get there. Tana came out with a perfume this week called Tana by Tana.
I wonder what it smells like.
I don't know. I want to know, too. I want to know. Is it?
Someone tell us.
She posted a commercial, and it was a very well-done commercial, and the fact that it was just, there was 15 different versions of her in a room, and they were all trying to come up with what it should smell like and what it should be called or whatever. I think it smells sweet. That's what I got from the brief description. She didn't really I didn't watch the whole, there was a 17-minute video. I watched the first 2 minutes that were the commercial, and then it goes into her talking. So I don't really know anything else. But all I was thinking during the 2-minute commercial is how long it had to have taken to film that.
Yeah.
Because she did, I'm exaggerating when I say 15, I think there were 10 different versions of her. And they each had different makeup on, different outfits, and different. And I was just like, this had to have taken so long to film. Congrats to her for putting in the effort. I mean, I'm going to support the perfume just because of how long that video took to film. Because mm-hmm. most people see a 2-minute video and they're like, 2 minutes.
Yes.
And I'm like, they don't know what goes into it. That took so long to do. So long. It probably took all day. So congrats to her for making a perfume. Good for her getting out there, diversifying, merch, fun, cute.
Smells.
Love smelling good.
It's smelling good.
Let's see what Tana by Tana smells like. All right, Mom. This, you're going to be mad at the world after you hear this one.
Oh, darn it.
Have you ever heard of the Outlet Challenge?
No.
It is a challenge started on, of course, TikTok, where you take a phone charger, the prong of the phone charger, and you place it slightly into the outlet. So it's still sticking out.
Ooh.
And then you take a penny.
No, stop right there. Stop. People, don't do this at home or anywhere else.
Touch the prongs.
No, you're going to get shocked.
I know. And people are, because you're trying to get a spark. And it has, so people are getting in trouble for it because they're doing it at universities and stuff and blowing up like the circuits and ruining outlets. And they're getting fined. And this could literally kill you.
I've been shocked, like hardcore shocked once.
Yeah.
Never, I'm so scared to
get shocked.
I've
done it a couple times. It's painful.
It is.
But this could genuinely kill you if you end up at a bad outlet.
Don't do it, people.
It has caught fires. Like places have started fires because of it. Don't do this. No. There are so many other things you can do.
Yes.
You don't need to do this.
No.
I know that you have a similar people doing stupid.
Well, it's just, did you ever play Ding Dong Ditch?
No.
Okay.
Was raised better.
Well, a lot of kids, I have done that in the past, as a child. But, okay. So this group of boys, ages 13 to 18, went out and played Ding Dong Ditch on a dare.
Yeah.
And.
Which seems innocent enough.
Yes.
They're not vandalizing. They're just annoying human beings.
Annoying the crap out of somebody who's like has to get up, answer the door. Yeah. And
so,
then, okay.
Don't
well, this
do
guy,
it.
The owner of the house, got in his car and chased them and rammed their car, which caused their car to spin, hit a tree. 3 16-year-olds in that car died.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So he's being brought up on 3 counts of murder and 3 counts of attempted murder. And 3 lives are gone. So,
because he overreacted.
He way overreacted.
So overreacted.
Yes.
But this is one of the reasons why you don't play those stupid prank games.
Yes.
Is because, one, they're annoying.
They're annoying.
They're very annoying.
And you don't know.
But also, you don't know what the other person's going to do.
Yes.
It's clear that guy was unhinged.
Yes.
And
maybe it had happened to him before, not these boys, but maybe it had happened to him before and he was sick
he
and
just
tired
done
of it.
Yeah. So it's one
not
of those things.
Not justifying at all. No,
no,
no, no, no.
No justification whatsoever. But for your safety, don't play these games. Because while it does, it's better than playing, the mailbox game where you hit mailboxes. It's better than vandalism. But there are better things than Ding Dong Ditch you could do in the world. So let's just not play that because
this
is also why
horrible.
You don't mess with road rage. You don't try and get back at people on the road. Is one just let people be.
Just
let them be, guys.
If somebody cuts me off, I now just go, you know what? Maybe they didn't know. Maybe they had a bad day. Maybe they got some bad news.
No, you know what I say?
Spend it.
Hey, learn to drive. You suck. But I don't say anything past that in my own car.
Yes.
I don't engage any more than that.
No. No, 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 no.
I did honk the other day because a car was about to merge into a motorcycle. That is an appropriate time to honk.
Well, some guy did cut off Tim and I honked for Tim.
I do. Matt I tries to cross me all the time and I constantly smack his hand away. I was like, I'm driving. I will say when we honk and when we don't honk, sir. There's one more challenge I do want to talk about. It's okay. Actually funny. It's called the Dolly Parton Challenge. Have you seen this?
Yes,
the
it's
LinkedIn,
great.
Facebook, Instagram, Tinder challenge. I think it's cute.
It is very cute.
It's wholesome. I've seen some people try and be funny with it. Don't try. Just let it be its own thing. Just let it exist. Yep. I've seen one for animals. I thought it was cute.
I've seen that. It's mostly cats, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a cute challenge. That's a game y'all can play. Don't play the outlet challenge. Don't play ding dong dick ditch. Play Florida the Dolly slip. Parton challenge.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. On a more somber note, Taylor Swift opened up about her eating disorder.
Yes, I saw that.
She said that she struggled with anorexia because of this industry. And honestly, yeah, it's really hard to be in Hollywood. So I've learned, seen. It's really hard to be in the public eye and
constant being looked at.
Constantly. Every part of you being criticized and talked about and pointed at.
Yep.
And constant photos taken at all of the ugliest angles.
Yep.
People trying to post photos of this is the lowest, not even in comparison, but people will, like just in my videos, will freeze a picture where, and if you stop something enough times,
you'll find
an ugly face. And they're constantly tweeted at me, oh, look at your face.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay, you talk for 20 minutes straight being expressive and let's see what ugly face I can find of you. No, but so she's, billions of people know her.
Yeah.
So many photos, so many videos, so many people talking about you and your body because they don't know, they act like they know you, but really all they know is what you look like.
Yeah.
So they're going to talk about it. And she's struggled with it and she'll get positive reinforcement, be like, oh my god, you're so skinny, oh my god, you fit into a sample size, you're so perfect. That reinforces the eating disorders. And then people, she's like, one time people thought I was pregnant because I wasn't perfectly flat. Women have a natural pouch.
Yes,
we have a natural pouch.
Yes,
having a six-pack for women is unnatural.
Yes, it is.
So one of the new Star Wars girls had a photo, she gorgeous, top to bottom, gorgeous. And a guy pointed out her stomach and says, is this character supposed to be pregnant? Because her stomach wasn't perfectly flat.
They're not supposed to be.
Natural.
Yep.
She's very skinny, very fit. The character's supposed to be fit. She's fit. And it was just like, that is how this crap happened. So Taylor says she's like, she's overcome it. She's better. But like, that's just... I hate the world.
Yep.
Hate it. All right. Last thing I saw.
I think before you criticize someone else, you need to look in a mirror.
Well, don't criticize anyone.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Because if you look in a mirror, no one's perfect. And you're going to see all your own flaws. So how dare you talk about someone else's when your own are glaring at you.
Speaking of imperfection, Trump tweeted out. I got her good. Trump tweeted out a logo.
I love your segues. You get me every time.
Trump tweeted out a logo for his United States Space Force. Okay. You know, that Space Force we really needed in the space from all of the asteroids or something. I don't know. Well, the internet was very quick to point out it is the exact same logo as Star Trek's Starfleet. It's literally the same thing, just the colors are slightly different.
Okay.
This man took the Starfleet, Star Trek, as I say, Wars, the Star Trek logo, and was like, this is it, guys. Nailed it.
My goodness.
And the internet went, you're an idiot.
No. Well,
we're not going to look in the mirror. We know.
We know.
We know. You're an idiot. That's all the news I have for today. Do you have anything? Do you need chicken facts?
I have some chicken facts.
All right, give us some chicken facts. People asked for some on the twits.
You know there's a wild mushroom that tastes like chicken?
There's a wild mushroom that tastes like
it's
chicken.
It's called fried chicken mushroom.
Why haven't the vegans found this?
I don't know, but it tastes like mushrooms. I mean, chicken.
I hope a mushroom tastes like a mushroom. A mushroom tastes like a chicken is a little creepy to me.
And I found a fact that chickens can see and dream in full color. How did they figure that out?
That's always what I want to know. How do they figure this out?
Yeah. I mean, the chicken can't say, "Rock." Yeah, I do. Come on. How did they do this?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the way they check their brain waves or something.
But how do they know in color?
In color or black and white?
Or do they, and
in color.
In real life, do they see in color?
Yeah.
I don't know if they switch from black and white to dream color.
Chickens can see.
Okay.
And
dream.
In full color.
Yeah, the dream. Well, obviously, if they can see, they would dream in it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how they figured it out. Logic.
I dream in color.
I just don't like dreams.
I know you don't.
Anything else?
No.
All right. We'll move on to the game.
Ooh.
All right. The game for today will be This or That, also known as the Mandela Effect. So, Mom, I have, let me see if I can count correctly, 4 things.
Okay.
And you have, well, and it, well, 4 different This or That's. All okay. right.
What's
if you get
this?
Them all, you win. If you don't,
What's
you lose.
That?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Is the famous saying from Snow White, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?" Or is it, "Magic mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all?"
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
False. It is magic.
I was gonna say magic
on the
and go
wall.
No, because she's trying to trick me.
You don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm not trying to trick you. The Mandela effect is trying to trick you. Everyone says mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yes, they do.
But the real one is magic mirror on the wall. All right, next one. Is the saying, "If you build it, they will come," or "If you build it, he will come"?
They.
It is he.
No!
Yep, it's the saying is, "If you build it, he will come."
Because it was the guy he was seeing.
I don't know where this saying came from.
No, it's Kevin Costner. He built a baseball field and all the guys came and played again, all the gold greats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's he, not they.
It's, yeah, it's a real place, too.
Oh, I don't even know what we're talking about.
In a cornfield somewhere.
It's a saying. All right.
Damn.
This next one.
0-2.
This isn't a line from a movie. It's okay. A thing in the world. Is it daylight saving time or daylight savings time? Is it daylight saving or daylight saving? No, daylight savings. Sorry. Is there an S or no S on
okay,
saving?
Okay, give me 1 second. Daylight savings time. S. There's an S.
There's no S.
I'm just going to go
0-3.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Daylight savings.
There's no S. Saving. Daylight saving time.
Well, I guess you are saving. You're not savings. Okay, go ahead.
Your savings minutes.
Okay, go.
All right, this is from a line from Jaws.
Na 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 na. Go. I'm ready.
You got it. All right. Is it you're going to need a bigger boat or we're going to need a bigger boat?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
It is wrong.
Oh!
You're going to need a bigger boat. 0-4. You lose.
That's okay.
What a positive person.
It's
okay.
Fun.
There's other things in life to be sad about.
Yeah.
We don't need to be sad about that. All right. Snoop, you lost 2. Thank you. You're a dog. You don't know. All right. We'll move on to questions.
Okay.
Mom, Alyssa wants to know, does Gwen still use Twitter?
I read it.
Yeah, she goes on. I will answer this for her, apparently. She goes on and she likes things. I only know this because you like my stuff and you're verified so I can see that you did it.
Yes.
But you don't tweet much anymore
at all. I don't tweet much anymore and I don't do DMs much anymore.
There you go.
I'm busy with other things in life.
She likes to focus on the people in front of her.
Yes, yeah. Because I can go down a rabbit hole and it's like, nope.
There you go.
I need to do what's in my face. That's what I do.
So she is on Twitter. She sees your stuff.
Yes.
She's just not interacting and tweeting as much. That's her prerogative. There you go. Emma wants to know, have you been to JoJo's new house? I have. Have you?
No, I went to her old house.
Okay, yeah. I've been to her new house. It's large. And
I'm happy for her.
I'm very happy for her. She loves it. This is like, they love this house, which is a fantastic. They made it very much exactly what they want.
Good.
And I'm happy for her. I'm proud of her. Like,
yeah,
she did that. She's 16 and bought the house.
I'm 16 still renting a house.
There you go.
We need more sponsors, Rachel.
I'm trying, Mom. Oh my God! Don't worry, we have a HelloFresh one next week, and we got these socks. Wait, let me tell you. I'm wearing them. Okay, don't. We're not sponsored by them yet. We're giving them free. I don't even know if it's actually going to go through. We're just happy that we got these socks.
Well, I'm not going to say the company's name, but I love these socks.
Okay, so when we do talk about these socks, if we ever actually get sponsored by them, because a lot of times people send us their stuff and then it never goes through, but we just got free stuff at the end. But let me tell you, we really do like these socks.
We do like these
socks. So when we do talk about the socks, no, it's real. All right. Gerardo asked me, how is dog training? If you guys didn't know, I've got a lot of passions in life. They include sports, RIP Kobe. They include woodworking and what to say, RIP Jesus. Wasn't he a carpenter? Sorry.
What?
I said woodworking as a hobby, but then I was about to say RIP Jesus. Because wasn't he a carpenter?
Oh, yes.
Why? Sorry, I make jokes when I have emotions. And then animals is my like third other passion
and
in
your
life.
Mom. And,
okay, well, you're an animal. So recently I've gotten, since I got Snoop, I got really into dog training. A lot of energy. Him and Blaze are exact opposites. So training I was doing on Blaze wasn't working on Snoop and then vice versa. So I got a trainer. Fell in love with the whole process, and now I am actually my dog trainer's assistant. I'm one of his assistants, and he just started these new classes. He bought a ranch that he's gonna eventually turn into a boarding facility for dogs, but right now he's doing classes in his barn. He like redid this whole barn, his gorgeous land, and he's doing classes there. And so every Saturday I go up and I'm an assistant, and it was a lot of fun. There was two classes that happened, there's gonna be more, but the first class was obedience, so like basic obedience. So I got to see some really cute puppies.
Aww.
And then I immediately was like, oh, puppies are way too much work.
Yeah.
I was like, these are adorable. I'm glad I got to see them. Now you take them home. I don't want to deal with them. And then the next one was dog socialization. So bigger dogs that just haven't really learned how to be around other dogs or people.
Are you training the people?
We're training the people. It's called Canine Intuition. That's what his business is called. And his slogan is, helping dogs one human at a time.
Yep.
So because honestly my job, since I just started, I don't handle the dogs a lot because I'm not trained to yet. I just have good instincts. I can see if something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And you know, deal with it. But mainly what I was doing was assessing the humans.
Mm-hmm.
And watching them and being like, okay, who's the trouble human?
Yeah.
Who's gonna not follow what we say? Who do we have to keep an eye on? Because you've got a lot of big dogs and small dogs. We don't. There's no breed class.
We want those small dogs to leave the class,
and we want
one piece.
And yes, and we want the big dogs to be good dogs.
Yes.
So, because you know what, the little ones get them riled up. The
they
little
do.
Ones start it, and the big ones are like, "Well, I'll finish it."
Yes.
Because they can. It's not because of the breed. It's just because they
can.
So. Yeah, so my job was just basically, I was watching the dogs, but I was also watching the humans being like, okay, that person's going to need more help. Not that dog is going to need more help, it's like that human. So I had a lot of fun. I was mainly on, let's get the dogs in and out of the cars safely. Because again, owners are like, they just kind of open their door and dogs just come. And I'm like, no, dogs got, you leash the dog, grab the dog, and then take the dog out. So that was my job. I had a lot of fun, and every week I'm obviously gonna get more involved and do more, but this is the first round of classes, so we were just kind of seeing how everything worked.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun though. I'm excited to go back.
And you don't take your dogs to that?
I am taking Blaze next
week.
Because he's
This
week I didn't, because it was let's get everything.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking Blaze to teach Blaze. I'm taking Blaze to teach other dogs.
Yes.
Because Blaze, if I can get him rowdy, I can get him really rowdy, which triggers other dogs.
Yes.
It can, because we have to get dogs to react so that we can train them.
Yes.
And like, because if a lot of things that happens with trainers is they're like, my dog does all these things, but they can't get him to do it in front of the trainer because the dog's like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
And like the dog's chill and like, new environment, I'm not going to do it. So we have to get the dogs to do the things that the owners say that they do. And Blaze is really good at that.
So what would you do in this case, Rachel? Is it okay to talk about this?
Well, I'll edit it out if not.
Okay. So if you had a dog that, where the owner said they attack the chickens all the time.
Oh, there you go.
How would you?
We have brought rabbits to class.
That's
before.
What I'm asking. Can you put a chicken there and say, this is how you.
Yeah, we'd put the chicken in a crate, or you'd have, if it's a chilled chicken, have it like on a harness and so hold
mine
it.
Are all traumatized now.
Well, there you go. So we have brought, they have brought a rabbit to class once.
Yeah.
When we were at a park, and we used to do classes at a park, and now it's at his facility. But yeah, you knew, there's just different leash corrections, verbal corrections. Mm. It's what works on your dog. Like I said before, Snoop and Blaze are very different dogs. I have to use different methods, which eats one.
It's like kids.
And it's like kids. And that's what my trainer says. Like, mm-hmm. it's, you know, every dog needs something different. So, yeah, you set up a chicken. You set the dog up to fail so you can correct it.
Yes.
And then from then on out, you set it up for success. So at the class, we set it up to fail so we can teach you and then teach you how to set it up for success.
So there is hope.
Oh, there's
for
hope.
My sweet Cinderella.
There's hope. There's always hope.
Chicken dreams in her mind, probably in full color.
She's got high prey drive. That's what it is. A lot of these dogs are great dogs. They get along with people and other dogs.
Well, that's what they're supposed to. She's supposed to go hunt.
Yeah, they have high prey drives where they're like squirrel, lizard,
chicken
cat,
rabbit,
anything gopher. Small. Chase it. So we teach ways. Some dogs, it's really hard and you gotta, it's gonna be a lifelong
that's what I think.
Contain
she is.
It basically, you can contain it, but that
separated,
that
so
fixation
separated.
Will always be there where they kind of like lock eyes with that chicken. It's like, I want it, I'm not allowed to have it, but I want it. You can get to that point sometimes. Usually you can train it out, but it's one of the hardest things to train out of a dog.
Well, it's hard because I failed in not clipping the chicken's wing and one chicken flew over the coop.
Yep.
And
flew the coop.
She got it.
Yeah.
It's alive. Feathers are growing back on her back. She has one tail feather now.
Yeah.
But she's happy now. She won't come out of the pen anymore. But
yes. Yeah. Has a prey drive that he can immediately snap out of, which is rare. Mm. He's caught a mouse. Mid shake, I screamed at him to drop it, and he dropped it.
Wow.
Which is insane, because usually when the prey drive's there, that doesn't stop until the thing is dead.
Yes.
So he has that instinct to grab it, but he'll immediately release when you tell him to. Like, he'll Good see boy. A cat and he'll try and lunge for it, and I do a leash correction and he'll immediately snap out of it.
Huh.
Whereas Blaze, it took a very long time for him to snap, because I do a leash correction, then he'd still be darting, looking for the cat, trying to find the cat, and he wouldn't be like lunging towards it, but his fixation was still, his mind was still at the cat.
That's Cinderella, yeah.
So I've worked that out of him a lot. So,
but you still wouldn't be able to trust him off leash.
No, I would not.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
That's why one of the reasons my dogs can't be off leash is because they both have high prey drive, and if they saw a squirrel, the cat, they'd be gone in a second.
Same with Cinderella. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
dopey lab.
Yeah. But I have a lot of fun at the training, and I'm learning a lot too. Yay. Even though I've been to his classes a million times, I still learn every time. It's a nice refresher. All right. McKenna wants to know, did Mama B get her bidet for Christmas?
Yes, I did.
I got her a Tushy bidet, which is the same one I have. I don't think you've hooked it up yet.
No, because I'm getting a new toilet.
Yes. So my dad is getting her a new toilet. I got her a bidet.
Yes.
And you will have a clean tushy, hopefully, in the next month.
Until then,
she's got to wipe like the rest of you.
Wipies.
Not me. I have a bidet. I still wipe. And then I use the bidet at the end to make sure it's fresher.
All the bits are
off. All the bits. You know, sometimes you get toilet paper stuck.
You know, that's true.
Like, it's really, I'm just getting the toilet paper out of there.
Too much information.
Poop and pee's already gone. This is just for the toilet paper.
Okay.
You good?
I'm good. Just TMI.
All right. That's all of the questions I have for today and all the news. Do you have anything else to add?
I think we've said it all.
All right. Once again, just heartbroken for Kobe, the Bryant family. God, his daughter had so much potential. That just pisses me off. Pisses me off. I'm angry now. I've gone through all the stages of grief. I'm still not at acceptance. No. I was definitely in denial for a bit. Did not want to believe it was true. Because I had just gotten on Twitter. My friend, who is obsessed with Kobe Bryant, she calls herself Mrs. Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Has her whole, like, that's the reason we bonded in college. She was my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
She was a random. Like, I had these two friends that I was rooming with, and then we needed a fourth, and she was like, the school just assigned her. She came in saying, I'm not gonna be friends with any of these girls. I already have friends. Don't need these people. And she ignored us. And then I saw her put up a picture of Kobe, and I said, I'm in.
Yeah.
And we have been like best close friends. We don't see each other often, but we're still super close. We already texted about it. Like, he was the reason we were friends.
Yeah.
That's all. All right. Hug your family. Hug your loved ones. And the next episode is our 100th.
Woohoo!
So we'll have a little party next episode. I'm gonna plan some fun stuff. And Mom, do you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.